Hi, my name is Thelma Anthony. I am the CEO for La Peporio Harris, and I'm also the founder and instructor for La Peporio Academy. So today, I'm just going to close my eyes while in my bed. I'm just going to air my mind and see the way I feel randomly. It's actually random thoughts, not structured or planned or organized. So today is the 27th day of March 2020 at 5:28 a.m. So this is actually on coronavirus, COVID-19, and about my life experience generally. So and with the government telling everybody not to go out, being self-isolation and practicing personal hygiene and so much more, you know, it got me reflecting on so many things that we enjoy, you know, that we're ungrateful for. You know, God generally has been very, very good towards as a nation, but unfortunately our governments have actually taken this for granted and are very, very selfish for personal gains. Say, for example, the health system. Now, when anybody falls sick, like anybody from the rich class falls sick, from the politicians to the very rich men in the society, they go to the UK, to America, to India for help and treatment. Why? Because they know that Nigerians do not have social and basic amenities, you know, that would be able to cater for them and their health. So now with the whole lockdown and everything, with flights not moving and all that, most of them have remained in the country even though we do not have basic amenities. So which actually means that if they had been investing in the nation's healthcare system, life would have been better for a lot of us. Say, for example, talking about the ventilators and oxygens in the wards at a hospital. Doctors have been complaining and lamenting that they do not even have enough test kits, not to talk of having ventilators and all that. These are things that our government can afford and provide for us, so that times like this, they would be able to benefit from it and would not be able to record mass death rates. But in all of this, I want to learn something. Well, I have learned something really big, which is that God is the all in all. No president, no governor, nobody, no head of state whatsoever, even an American president, does not equal God. God wanted this opportunity, I'm sure, to remind us that He remains the very most high God. More like cleansing the land. You know, in this moment, I've come to actually come to terms with myself the fact that I myself haven't been so faithful to God in so many ways that I do not want to even disclose. For example, let me disclose a little. I haven't been fired from God lately because of work and life distractions, which isn't supposed to be. What if today was judgment day? Where would I get the second chance to right my wrongs? You know, I stopped going to church the way I used to, and everything, and let the society distract me, you know. So this has actually made me closer to God, and I'm so sorry, Lord Almighty, for everything that I have done against you. Let the fire burn again in me. That is all I ask for. Protect I and my family members in the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing is indeed hidden under the sun. God is a merciful God. He is a great God. He is a Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah El Shaddai. He is the I am that I am, the Lily of the Valley. Jehovah over the ocean divider. Lord, in all we say thank you. Thank you, and please, Lord, let coronavirus go away. In the name of Jesus. Forgive me, Lord, my sins. And I have mercy, Lord, upon me. For in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Use me for your works, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm so tired. But there is none like you. Jesus, makes me pray. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name, to set it. I also want to use this opportunity and medium to reflect on other things. If I'm working from home, I'm gonna be bored. And the fact that I'm on the big side is gonna make me add more weight, because now all I do is just to crave for things that I can't have. So I thought about writing my ebook and putting it out there as an alternative, you know, for the whole lockdown, to still be able to cater for the needs of those that patronize my academy. Whichever way, whatever you do in this life, whichever condition you find yourself, situation, make sure that you always improvise. Have something to fall back on. One stream of income is not enough. God said that we should occupy the land, see the air, and what in the fullness thereof. Thank you. Tell my Anthony. For the people who raise and the people who get kidding me.